In Casablanca's old Medina, 17-year-old Saad Bidodan is unstoppable and ready to step into Yassine Bounou's boots.
You know, the goalkeeper is the heart of the team. When you have this mentality of winning, when you don't fear the opponent, then you'll play your best football. You know, football is an art.
The Morocco goalkeeper has notched up a record number of saves and conceded only one goal in Qatar. Nicknamed Spider-Man, Bounou seems to have woven an impenetrable web between the posts. He grew up in a popular neighborhood of Casablanca.
It's a miracle. We used to play here on the streets, and now he is playing against Messi, Ronaldo, all these players we could only dream of playing with in video games.
The Atlas Lions have beaten some of the best teams in the world to make it to the semi-finals. Millions of people around the world celebrated the success of this Arab team from Africa, playing in a World Cup stage for the first time in the Middle East.
The difference between nations are now getting smaller and smaller. Let's take the case of Morocco. The players are playing in the biggest team in the world. So, yes, the shirt is Morocco, but the players, they have a huge background. And they have maybe more determination than the other because they want to push their country in the top and to write history.
Go, they chant. This is what the Moroccan coach has asked supporters to do. They no longer want to become strikers or forwards. They want to become goalkeepers. This is what Morocco's strength is, its defense, and they hope that the goalkeeper, Yassine Bounou of the national team, will be able to stop France on its tracks and push Morocco forward in this World Cup.
The goalkeeper is no longer the unsung hero of the team. He is the one who saves the game, the last man standing, too often overlooked. But thanks to Bounou, not anymore.
Walid Gregagi, the coach of the Moroccan squad, he's also the unsung hero that has united this country. And his words, uniting Africa and the Middle East, really saying it just ahead of this game that he feels like his team is like Rocky Balboa and that he's Sylvester Stallone ahead of this big fight, believing that they can beat the world champion France. And this one is really special because there's a lot of members of the Moroccan team that are dual nationals and a lot of members of the French team that are also dual nationals. It feels like they are stepbrothers playing each other. So a lot of people watching this game closely. Rahul?
Nicholas Hack in Casablanca. Always a pleasure, mate. Thank you very much.